Good morning. A very cold start to the day across interior New York and New England as Arctic air continues to spill in on the heels of a gusty northwest wind at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour. With temperatures in the single digits and in some cases even below zero, combined with that wind early this morning, it feels like it's between 0 and 20 below in most cases. Now, high pressure is building in, so that means we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, but it will be negated by that northwest wind flow, and high temperatures will struggle and only make it back into the teens in most places. Again, with that wind gusty at times, wind chill values will barely make it above zero at their highest point during the course of the afternoon. Clear skies tonight, still a bit breezy with low temperatures back down to around zero. Many locations across the higher terrain will go below zero once again. That same high pressure will dominate on Friday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. The wind will relax a little bit. It'll still be a bit breezy with high temperatures in the lower 20s. We'll spend the weekend moderating as the Arctic air lifts out. In order to get milder air in, we'll produce a few clouds that'll mix with sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the upper 20s to around 30, then we'll push past freezing for the second half of the weekend with highs in the middle 30s. This trend will continue into the early part of next week as a ridge of high pressure builds in aloft. This will keep skies mostly sunny and highs in the lower 40s on Monday and Tuesday. By Tuesday night, on Christmas Eve, it'll be quiet and relatively mild for this time of year with low temperatures in the 20s and high temperatures on Christmas Day back into the middle and upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple rounds of low pressure will cause a sustained period of continuous rainfall and snow at higher elevations over the Pacific Northwest through Saturday. Rainfall amounts between 3 and 6 inches are possible, with some isolated areas ultimately receiving up to 10 inches of rain. Thus, a slight risk of excessive rainfall has been issued for northern and central portions of Oregon. Higher elevations could see snow accumulate between 1 and 3 feet with locally higher amounts by Sunday morning. A closed upper-level low will descend into Texas by Friday, producing a surface low pressure system and associated rainfall for the Gulf Coast by the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog and 15 below zero with a northwest wind at 70 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 57 below zero. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 8 degrees, the dew point 6 below, 52% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 gusting to 23 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 9 below zero, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Key West and Miami, Florida, to a low of 38 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, Boston mostly sunny and windy near 20, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 36 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2/10 of an inch of snow for the month, 27.5 inches now, that's 20.5 inches above normal. And 29.8 inches of snow for the season, which is 19.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20. The record high, 54, set in 1895, and the record low 13 below zero in 1973 and 1875. The lowest high temperature today recorded was 7 in 1875, and the highest low temperature is 38, set back in 1895. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today with highs in the teens. Mostly clear tonight, 5 above to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, with scattered snow showers today, and highs in the middle teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today, with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little less wind, still cold, lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Sunday. And mostly sunny, lower 40s on Monday. Back to a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the lower 40s before pulling back into the upper 30s on Christmas Day with a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.